Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kamam ashritya dushparam. I'll just check. Kamam ashritya dushparam. Dumba manam odanvita. Mohad grihit vasad grahan. Pravartante shuchivrata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac, thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Purport. The demoniac mentality is described here. The demons have no satiation for their lust. They will go on increasing their insatiable desires for material enjoyment. Although they are always full of anxieties on account of accepting non-permanent things, they still continue to engage in such activities out of illusion. They have no knowledge and cannot tell that they are heading the wrong way. Accepting non-permanent things, such demoniac people create their own god, create their own hymns, and chant accordingly. The result is that they become more and more attracted to two things: sex enjoyment and accumulation of material wealth. The word ashuchi vrataha, unclean vows, is very significant in this connection. Such demoniac people are only attracted by wine, women, gambling, and meat-eating. Those are their ashuchi, unclean habits. Induced by pride and false prestige, they create some principles of religion which are not approved by the Vedic injunctions. Although such demoniac people are most abominable in this world, by artificial means, the world creates a false honor for them. Although they are gliding toward hell, they consider themselves very much advanced. Kamam ashritya dushpuram dambamana madanvitaha mohad grihit vasad grahan pravartante ashuchi vrataha. So this whole chapter is describing the nature of godless atheistic people. No translation? Yes?
In that sense, yeah, okay. Nastigavadi, the Karan Sutiki, Ilanam Therapati, Tiranam Therapati.
Arjuna is assured by Krishna in the beginning that he doesn't have to be in anxiety to think maybe I am, Arjuna, am also a demon. Krishna tells him, don't worry. Mashucha, sampadam daivim abhijatosi. Bharata, you're not a demon. You are a devotee.
Yes. Krishna Arjuna ki hai. Bhagavan ko kaha hai. Arjuna ki bhagavan ko kaha hai. Kaha hai ki bhagavan
Okay. The demons are enemies of God. Either they hate God or they're just not interested in Him. There are not many great demons who can actually stand up to God and fight Him in battle. There are very few demons like that. But there are many small demons who simply live their materialistic lives with very small vision, and they ignore God. They pay no attention to Him. That is also demoniac. Where can we find such demons? Where do we see them? This is an interesting question. Interesting question. Because what's the difference between a demon and a devotee? We are all jivas. We are all creatures of God. Shrinvantu aye amitasya putra aye dhamani divyani tastuhu. Listen, you are all sons of the immortal Supreme. You are all sons, like children, of the immortal Supreme. So everybody is son of God. God does not just have one son or a few sons. Every creature is the son of God. So a father may have some sons who are good sons, faithful, and other sons who are nonsense, but they are all his sons. So what is the difference between the good son and the bad son? It is the attitude. The good son has a faithful, devoted attitude, and the bad son has a rebellious attitude. Okay. Where do we find these demons? Where do they live? This is described in Shastra. It depends what age you're asking about. Are you talking about Satya Yuga? Or you're talking about Kali Yuga? It makes a difference. Then I can tell you where you can find the demons. Because in Satya Yuga, according to the Shastra, the demons and the devotees live on different planets. So they stay separate. If you want to see the demons, you have to travel to a different planet. And in the Treta Yuga, they live in the same planet but in different countries. So we see Lord Ramachandra appeared on this earth in the Treta Yuga 2 million years ago. Two million years before.
Yes.
Avatar.
Okay. And the great demon Ravana, he lived in a different country, Sri Lanka. To attack the demon, Lord Ramachandra and his army had to cross the ocean. But then it becomes different. In the Dwapara Yuga, the demons and devotees can be found in the same country, but they live in different cities. Just like the pious Yadus, they were reigning in Mathura.
They were the kings in Mathura, the Yadus.
But in Magadha, in Bihar, Jarasandha was in a different city. Jarasandha was the demoniac king. When Krishna defeated the brother of Rukmi in battle, he became insulted and he went down south and started his own city, Bojakuta.
Bojakuta, a city founded by
Rukmi.
Rukmi, brother of Rukmini.
Rukmi on the Rukmini on the Akron Mugula Rio, Rukmini,
So in Dwarpa Yuga, you usually find the demons living in their own special cities, separate places. But in Kali Yuga, you find the demons and devotees living in the same body. It is the very contaminated nature of our modern age that we are all infected by this asura bhava. Even if you're trying to be a good man, you go out in the street, there is a smell of meat cooking in the street. So even the most pure things become contaminated in Kali Yuga.
Even the purest things.
The mother cow, she is the embodiment of all the demigods, and her milk is religion in form, in liquid form.
It's Dharma itself, the milk of the cow. Yes, religion, Dharma. Dharma. Liquid religion, that is the milk of the cow. Yes. Yeah, yes. Drava Maya. Yeah, Dharma is. Yes.
But at least in my country, in America, I don't know in India, they take the milk of the cow and they put vitamins in it.
You know, vitamin D, vitamin A. That is okay.
But the vitamins are coming from fish oil, and they put it in the milk and sell it in the market. Nothing is pure. Nothing is sacred in Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Krishna appears in our age, in Kali Yuga, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In every age, Krishna has his business to save the devotees and defeat the demons. Paritranaya sadhu nam vinashaya cha duskritam. But what is Krishna supposed to do in the Kali Yuga? If he's going to kill demons, he will have to kill everybody. So he puts aside his usual behavior of coming with his chakra and his gada. He doesn't use them in his avatar as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He doesn't kill anybody. But the Shastra says every avatar of Vishnu has his parshadas and his astras, his weapons. Where are the weapons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So that is described by the Yogendra. His name is Kara Bhajana Muni. He explains this to King Nimi.
Kara Bhajana Muni is speaking to Nimi Maharaj. He explains, what are the weapons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Astra.
Kara Bhajana Muni, Nimi Maharaj.
Nimi, yes.
Nimi Maharaj.
Krishna Varnam Trisha Akrishnam Sangopang Astra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayayar Yajanti Hisumeda Saha. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna Vishnu also appears and he has his Parshadas and his Astras. He has so many parshadas, so many associates, like Nityananda Prabhu. Here he is together, Gauranitai, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and Lord Advaitacharya, and thousands and millions of other devotees. Lord Chaitanya is always with many devotees. And he is bringing his weapons also to kill the demons.
Also his astra, he's bringing to kill the demons.
This is the names of Krishna, Harinam. This is his astra, his weapon. Because, and there are many weapons. There are how many names of Krishna? Not only Sahasranam. There are so many names, nobody can count them. Even Ananta Shesha cannot repeat all these names of God. And these weapons of Krishna's names can kill the demoniac spirit in everybody's heart. There is no blood shed. Nobody is killed. Just like when Durga Devi had to kill the demon Rutta Bija. This demon, if his blood touched the ground, then there would be produced 1,000 more copies of him. Rakta. So she had to kill him without any blood touching the ground. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken a vow that he will not kill anybody. That is not his leela. No blood will be shed. He is planning to kill the Asura Bhava in our hearts. Not one drop of blood will touch the ground. So this is the great mercy of Krishna. He is saving us even though we do not deserve to be saved. So, not that we should worry. Here Krishna is describing in the 16th chapter, who is a demon? Who is a devotee? Maybe I'm a demon. Am I a demon? The problem is everybody is touched, is affected by the demoniac spirit in Kali Yuga. But don't despair. Just take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then everyone will be saved.
Hare Krishna.
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing, just chant the names of Krishna. Hari Bol. Chant Krishna's names. Everything will be good. Everything will be auspicious. And His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada is simply trying to carry out the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the prediction of all the great acharyas, that in Kali Yuga there will be one dharma only. What is it? Ekam Shastram Devaki Putragitam.
Ekam Dharmam Tasya Devasya Seva, I think.
Spoken by Shankaracharya in his Gita Mahatmya. In Kali Yuga there is one Shastra spoken by the son of Devaki, Krishna. And there is Eko Devo Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Yani. Karamapyekam Tasya Devasya Seva. There is one auspicious activity in Kali Yuga to serve Krishna. Nothing else is actually religious.
Thank you.
So everyone should join in the Yuga Dharma. There is only one religion for Kali Yuga, to serve the Supreme Lord and glorify His names. Eventually all these distinctions of religion will dissolve.
All the differences between the religions, they will go away.
And the Bengali Vaishnavas and the Tamil Sri Vaishnavas and the Tattvavadis, they will all join together. And the Vaishnavas and the Smarthas and the Advaitavadis, they will forget their differences. And the Christians and the Muslims and everybody else, they will realize that the only hope for Kali Yuga is to glorify the names of God and to serve God. This will happen under the authority, the mission started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Prabhupada is simply inviting us, Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, is inviting us to join together in the performance of Nam Sankirtana, the glorification of Krishna and His names. It is very simple, and it is open and available to every human being. Okay. I'm sorry I came very late tonight. I think I should stop now. Yes? If anybody, please, has any questions or any comments, please. We can.
Do you want to
watch out? Yes? No, I'll take later. Okay, no questions? Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.